One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's what we explore in depth this week on Heartland Headlines, a step-by-step tutorial that rivals the WikiHow article on the subject of dumpster diving. And it's coming up only on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm award winner Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. Hey, Diane, ream me. This episode of The Usual Edition features an astonishing report on a group of women in Brooklyn who are living life as though Hillary was president. Yes, living as though Hillary had won the election and was our president.
This edition of The Usual Edition is presented commercial-free by Mr. Mustache. If you want to spend your life growing your mustache, it's your business. You'll have no friends, but it's your business. Mr. Mustache, for men and women.
We go to Brooklyn, New York now, a land of crochet tops for women and crochet bottoms for men. A group of sincere women who believe Hillary won, and they are living their lives as though Hillary won. We join them now for their morning meeting, which they have daily after reading their in-house newspaper, the New York Times Style section. Here's James Earth, who is embedded in the group called Hillary is real, man. She's real.
After drinking boiled water from the Arkansas River, the group gathers daily to stare at a picture of Hillary and her boogie Huma Abedin. They chant their mantra, "Forgive the husbands. Forgive the husbands." Then they put on their ceremonial muumuus that are five sizes too large. Here's their leader, Abby Polsky Schramm. Abby, what are your plans today for the Hillary Really Won group?
Thank you for being here in Brooklyn. We only listen to public radio. It's actually our life's plan. Today, President Hillary told us telepathically to work to make adultery a virtue and to give all our money to the nearest bureaucrat.
So deep. Thank you. We look forward to future reports from Hillary Really Won.
Did you know that we are drawing a new map of America that eliminates all rural, nasty counties? Any place with a brew through or a Sam's Club will become unspoken.
So deep. Thank you, James, for this robust report from Hillary Really Won Enclave deep in Brooklyn, New York, the home of true Americans and no drive-through brews.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by the lonely and the pretentious like you.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and now our unofficial anthem.
You wouldn't believe where I've been.
It's Pride Month, right? It's Pride Month. Now, I like this song. Play this song.
Every town in between.
Everyone looks the same.
Well, they all look the same.
It's not the same.
Well, only the names have been changed.
Judy in Dallas, do you have a terrible joke for me?
Sue, how are you today?
Judy, welcome to Pride Month.
Thank you. Walter. Walter, how do crazy people go through the forest?
Say that. Hold on a second. Don't do it yet. I have to find something in order to make this work. Okay, now tell us your terrible joke, Judy.
Okay. How do crazy people go through the forest?
How do crazy people go through the forest, Judy in Dallas?
They take the psychopath.
Andrew, listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C., welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's Pride Month.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I was listening to your comments a little while ago about millennials being the greatest generation.
The greatest generation.
I run a shop in D.C., and I employ about 25 people, and most of them are all millennials. I'd say 95% of them. And I got to say, man, they're compared to all my other older employees, they really don't know what they're doing. A lot of them can't wash dishes. They don't know how to change their own tires. They barely show up for work. When they do show up, they don't want to work. They're stuck in their phones. And everybody who's older than them seems to notice this, and we all kind of believe that this generation has been coddled to a point where they just don't understand reality and hard work and what it means to earn your keep.
Why don't you train them?
I try. I've tried multiple times. I try to talk to them slowly, explain it almost as if they're children.
Talk to them slowly. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I tried talking to them normally, and that didn't work.
What do you do?
I run a pizza shop.
And they're having trouble maneuvering their way through the manufacture of pizza.
Yes.
Now, you're in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir.
You are aware of the fact that, as a New Yorker, I don't think you have pizza?
I'd have to agree with you, man.
That it's too thick, for starters. And you don't have sausage sitting out there. You have to ask for sausage separately.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, I know. Every time we go to Jersey, the food's a lot, but then pizza's a lot better.
It's true. Now, Andrew, it's Pride Month. Therefore, I'm going to ask, who would you rather, Ricky Martin?
I showed my tush for the first time on television.
Or Taylor Hanson?
You know, we've had people sink into our hotel rooms. We've had, you know, our buses and events
neither.
And watched the whole thing be rocked like you're in the middle of a riot.
Andrew, for Pride Month, who would you rather?
I'd have to say neither.
No, you have to pick one or else you can't play.
Oh, I guess I can't play.
Thank you for your call. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Here's Ellen in Philadelphia. Oh, she disappeared. She got scared when we were going to play Who Would You Rather. That made her nervous.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
Here's a song that could never be produced today. Pride Month, Sterling on Sunday.
Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
You deserve a boner. After you're 30, any man sometimes has trouble getting it up. And in Pride Month, that's nothing you want to face under any conditions. But you can have the boner of your dreams, the boner you want to give all of yourself to your loved ones. Loved one, singular. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Now, this offer's almost done. It's almost done. You need to get to the site right away and make an order now, because you're never going to get boner medicine for free again. All you need to do is take out a $5 for the first month subscription to forhims.com/Walter, and they will send you boner medicine, real medicine, you know, that little blue pill, the generic form. They will send it to you for free. They'll send it to whatever address you want, your office, your home, or your secret post office box. They will send it to you. And it's a prescription. Why is it a prescription? Because it's medicine. Not getting a boner is not a social issue. It's not a social issue. It's a medical issue with a medical solution. Forhims.com/Walter. Go to the website. Get all the information. Get all the facts. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
I know, and all those weird guys.
For real. Oh my gosh, they were looking at you so much.
Oh, they were looking at you too. It's probably because of that big booty and the thong.
I can't believe I'm getting married.
I know, it's so
crazy.
Weird. But let me ask you a question. Are you still gonna, you know, hit on chicks while you're married?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
If you want to be attractive to your bisexual lover, or to your actual lover, or to your wife, or your husband, you got to get rid of those ugly bags under your eyes, and your hair is limp and ugly. It's a fact, a radio fact, all right? Here's how you solve it. There's a website that has wonderful beauty products that work. Now, I'm not known for being a beauty icon, but my kids are. I have three gorgeous daughters. I'm going to put them up on my Facebook page. They're 7, 13, and 16. The oldest one is a pageant girl. Pageant girls know everything about makeup and hair. She uses Reveal shampoo, and she tells me it's better than the 800 other shampoos that are in our shower. Reveal shampoo. You get it at beautifullookingyou.com. Well, why is it special? Natural ingredients. It's made by scientists. It's not a guess. It's a scientific fact that this shampoo is the best you can get for your hair. It'll look naturally beautiful. If it's dry, it compensates for it and adds moisture. If it's too moist, it takes care of that problem. But most importantly, it'll be the best looking hair that you've ever had. Reveal shampoo. You can only get it at beautifullookingyou.com. Beautifullookingyou.com. I'll put the link on the Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. And I'm trying to make it start here. Why won't it start? Oh, it's so disgusting when I try to do it right and I can't. Why is it doing that? Look at that. Strange. No, really, I'm doing everything right. I'm pushing the button. It should have played it. Doesn't say pause all. It doesn't say da-da-da, resume all. Okay. Huh, it's jammed. Well, there's a comfort for you. Elizabeth, listening on WPHT. Welcome, Ellen. Ellen, listening to WPHT. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello, Walt.
Hello.
First of all, happy Father's Day early.
Happy Father's Day early, and happy Pride Month.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I have a gay friend, too. So, you know, happy, you know, gay pride to, you know, all the men and women out there. You know, they're cool people, too. Millennials, oh, they drive me nuts.
Why? What do you care? What do you care about a millennial?
I tolerate them. You know, it's just, you know, sometimes it's just... incredibly annoying, you know. I don't know.
You've upset the monkey. Well, you've upset the monkey. That's never good. Now, here I am alone in my laundry room with the music monkey, and the only way to shut up the monkey is with music. Now, the problem I've got is that I can't play any music. That's the problem I've got. I don't know how we're going to... Do you have any music, Matt? Can you play any music? Because the only way the music today, the monkey's going to shut up is with music. You don't have any... Then the monkey's not going to shut up. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about the fact that millennials are the greatest generation. We're also taught... Wait, maybe I can play some music now. I don't know. It's not easy.
So for you, that's...
Wait. Here we go. Will this shut you up or do you need a banana? Oh, that worked. Thank God. What? What's that? Oh, look at that. It's freezing up. It's as though I'm actually at the radio station.
Why do you think they get attracted to boobs?
Big boobs. Men love big boobs, right?
Yes, men love big boobs. And I think I have big boobs.
Boobs, because the first thing when they see a girl coming, so boobs sabse pehle dikhte. So you must be knowing that joke. It depends, a girl is coming or she's going.
Even I get attracted to boobs. Boobs are boobs.
I don't know the difference either. They don't like the fat in the body, but like somehow the bigger the boobs, the better. So I don't get it. I really don't.
When you go to a conference or a convention, you get a goodie bag. You get a swag bag. Because I'm in radio, most of the swag bags I get are pathetic. They're terrible. You don't want any of the swag. But I went to this conference this week that's run by Michael Harrison, my friend. Now, Michael Harrison is a spiritual guide. He's a spiritual Sherpa to the talk radio industry. And I do everything I can to not actually be in the talk radio industry because I just don't see any point. I don't see any upside of associating with my colleagues. I do everything I can to run from the room the minute I see other talk show people. I run as fast as I can. However, he had a swag bag that's filled with amazing stuff. A lot of it truly useful, interesting items. And no, I'm not being paid, and he didn't ask me to do it, and I wouldn't do it if he did ask me to do it. But coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to go through the swag bag that I got at this Talkers Conference in New York City this week. And there's some unique items. You and I will share about this. Plus, we're going to have Gary Arnell share his dilemma. All of his dilemmas seem to be centered around two things, dining out and weddings. I don't know of any man who goes to more weddings or dines out more than Gary Arnell. This has led him to a lifetime of isolation and sadness. And I'm going to share with you something I saw in the suburbs. This past week, I saw something that was so beautiful that it really touched me, and I want to share it with you. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Walter. Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
This is Gary Arnell. My family has been invited to a wedding. My daughter buys a dress to wear to this wedding. She's raving about it. She's crazy about it, how beautiful it looks on her. I think it is one of the worst dresses she has ever worn. Does nothing for her. What do I say to her? That is my dilemma. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks, Walter. The curse of Civil War gold keeps getting hotter and hotter. The Dykstras, Brad Richards, and the charismatic appearance of Alex Legina keep this show moving along. The guys went out on Lake Michigan, again looking for gold underwater. They still do not have a permit to dig around, but they are excited about what they're seeing because they believe they know where gold could possibly be. Also, Charles Hackley, the man who commandeered Civil War gold, he kept erecting buildings all over Muskegon and the boys kept going and seeing the tunnels. Why tunnels under these buildings? No one really knows, except for one thing. Could it be gold? Civil War gold? Is that the G-spot? Another part of the big update. Lake Michigan, if you didn't know, has lots of waves. And the guys were on that lake, and they were being bounced around pretty good. Muskegon also very, very famous this time of year for its absolute beauty. Come and visit Muskegon and look me up. And maybe we can get a cup of coffee. For your Curse of Civil War Gold update, I'm Vilo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we're live. It's our time for our Midnight Misfits like Dee Wells, Karen and Mr. Sneakers, John Kelly, who's in a different country, listening in a different country. We're all part of one group, Midnight Misfits. We don't get along. We don't fit in. We get things done better when we're alone. I was at a conference this week, a radio conference, filled with radio facts. And I always find these terrifying because I realize that these people are doing similar jobs that I'm doing. And I never feel as though I'm doing a similar job to any of these people. First of all, they're getting paid $20 million a year. And what are they doing? They're screaming at the Democrats. How is that entertaining? I don't know. I don't do it. I seem to be having a good time. You seem to be having a good time. But at this conference, Michael Harrison's Talkers Conference, we got a swag bag. And unlike most conferences where I take the swag bag, empty the contents, and put the rest of the stuff I need to take home in it, this, I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is all good stuff. And I started to use it. Now, no one's paying me to do this. None of these people are paying for this. And Michael didn't ask me to do it. And if he had, I would have told him to go screw himself. But he did not. All right, let me tell you what's in this swag bag. There is, well, how do you say it? Oh, darn. Put on your glasses. Ah, Bavana coffee. Bavana coffee. I grind this coffee. This is great coffee. Bavana coffee. All right, I'm drinking it tonight while doing Sterling on Sunday. The coolest item in the bag, in my opinion, is Sea Crane Soft Speaker. It's a speaker that's a pillow. Now, I have three daughters. They're obsessed with their iPhone and their iPads, and they listen to them all the time. My constant battle is turn it down. Use your earplugs. I don't want to hear Minecraft. I don't want to hear the Minecraft show. This is a soft speaker that you can use it like a pillow, and instead of having the transistor under your pillow and the sounds coming through, you don't even know what I'm talking about if you're under 90. But this is a speaker that's a pillow. And it works. And the coolest thing about the swag bag, usually when you get things that are battery powered like this, then you have to go to the Dollar Tree and get the batteries. It came with the batteries. Thank you. Then in it is a swag item I have never seen before. And the swag item I've never seen before is a muffin. There was a muffin in there. And the muffin is gluten-free. A gluten-free muffin. And it is delicious. And it's by Tamani Gluten-Free Products. Tamani. Now, I'm going to have the CEO of that company on because I am fascinated by women who build businesses from scratch. And this Ms. Tamani is the name of the woman who built it. She's the CEO, and she makes this gluten-free muffin. Now, to quote Charles Barkley, talking to Mark Cuban, gluten-free, that's not a thing, man. But this is a thing, and it's a terrific-tasting muffin that happens to be gluten-free for those of you who are gluten-free. We got Axe water, AX water, which tastes really good. But then the thing in it that I am fascinated by and have already been using for 2 days is Curalin, C-U-R-A, Curalin, a dietary supplement for diabetics. I'm a type 2 diabetic. That's why I'm eating a bagel and cream cheese right now. It's advanced glucose support. there have been many natural products for diabetics that do nothing or make you crazy. I used this and I tracked it before the meal, after the meal. You take it after the meal. And my blood sugar was down considerably more than it would normally be. You don't stop using your insulin or anything. But it's called Curalin Advanced Glucose Support. And in my big two-day sample as a type 2 diabetic, it has lowered my blood sugar. Then, get this, my Meredith, who's 13, she is going to Ireland tomorrow. For the first time ever, she's going to travel without mommy and daddy. She's going with a singing group called the Singing Angels. They're going to Ireland to sing like angels because they're angels. And one of the things we got from the Comrex Broadcast Equipment Company is something, you know, that you'd see in a lot of swag bags, but, so what? It's a first aid kit. And what does Meredith, who's 13, need? She needs a first aid kit to take with her to Ireland on her first trip away from mommy and daddy. Therefore, it's pretty good for me. But you know what the Comrex people really need to do? Is they need to give me a control board. Would you just give me a control board, please? All right. What have I got here? Oh, yeah. And then coming up, I want to tell you about something amazing that I saw in the suburbs. And then you and I will hear about Gary Arnell's dilemma. My phone number is live. We're 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, top rated among the obese.
Gary Arnell, what is your dilemma this week?
Walter, my dilemma is as follows. We get a wedding invitation, the whole family. Wedding is a couple of weeks away. My daughter goes out and buys a dress. She thinks it's the best thing she's ever worn. She loves it. She thinks it's flattering. I think it is absolutely horrific. It doesn't do anything for her. She's fighting a little bit as far as the weight situation is concerned. I think this does nothing but exacerbate that look on her. And I don't know what to tell her. Here's my dilemma. What do I tell her? I think that the dress looks absolutely horrible on her. She thinks it looks great. The wedding is still a couple of weeks away. I'm trying to save her. I want to tell her to go get something else. It just looks awful.
And to frame it, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 31.
Help Gary with his dilemma. What does he say to his daughter about a wedding dress he thinks looks horrible for the wedding? It's not the bride's dress. It's a dress for a wedding. 888-688-WALT. What should Gary say to his grown-up daughter? He doesn't like the dress. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I bet anyone that has a t-shirt on, I can find their nipple right away. I have like a nipple detector in my mind.
For me, Ruby Rose and Uzo decided to become a ghost crew and started making this like massive plot to scare the crap out of them, basically. We got torches, speakers, we did sound effects. We were going to do like rocking chairs with bits of thread like outside. I mean, we went full in.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras?
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and is understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family.
Walter.
In charge of our days and our night.
Walter.
In charge of
Walter. 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 Walter.
Now, a spiritually chubby man, Gary Arnell shares his meaningless dilemma.
Gary was at this talk radio conference with me, and this is a really good conference. It's in a great space with excellent food, and I love the guy who organizes it, Michael Harrison. It's called Talkers. But I got to tell you, every time I hear these other talk radio hosts bloviating about their mission from Jesus, I'm like, am I missing something, Gary? Should I be doing more meaningful work? I mean, oh, my God.
Anything, because what I heard at the convention simply reinforced to me my beliefs about where the future of this medium is going. And I think that people are more interested. Yeah, they want the facts. They want the information. They want to know what's going on. But they want it, A, to be relatable, and B, they want to have these shows, as yours does, to have some type of intrinsic entertainment value. And when I look at these programs and I listen to these programs, and there's a lot of them that I used to listen to a lot more often than I do now, it's you can tune in on a Tuesday, and then you can tune in on Friday of the following week. I'm not even talking about the same week, Walter. And it is a repeat performance of the proselytizing and the vitriol against one of the parties, most likely the Democrats and the liberals. And it's just a repeat performance. So even on these talk shows where they say people are investing, they want an ROI. They want return on investment for spending their time listening to your station. Listen once if you need to get that information and forget about it for two weeks. You're not going to hear anything else.
I avoid delivering information altogether, and therefore it's never repeated. Bill in Fresno listening on KMJ, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Help Gary with his dilemma. How about the solution possibly being getting a second opinion? We value that for doctors sometimes with important choices, or who knows, purchase of an automobile, but something like this. I mean, it would be
But you're the second opinion. You're the second opinion.
Well, there you go.
So what's your opinion? What do you think he should do?
I'm the second opinion. If the daughter loves the dress and you think it's terrible, I'd say, you know what? Maybe you should reconsider that.
Yeah, but here's the story, Bill. I love my daughter dearly. She has been battling a little bit of a weight problem, and this dress does, and to her credit, she's trying to, you know, get back in shape and stuff. This dress is the most unflattering thing I've ever seen on her in the 31 years that I know her. She comes away with, so I'm trying to save her from what I know is going to be the reaction at this wedding. How do I tell her with a couple of weeks to go, do not wear this dress without hurting her feelings? It is horrendous, Bill.
Look for a professional assistant. Somebody, for example, that she might think is qualified to offer an opinion. For example, somebody who's got fashion sense that she would approve of, and say, you know, maybe you ought to consider this, for example. Deflect it to that if you could.
Well, Bill, I have a question for you. Are you ready, Bill?
Sure.
All right, it's Pride Month. Who would you rather, Ricky Martin? Oh, look at this. It's not going to work. Hold on. You know, I run a tight.
I showed my tush for the first time on television.
Ricky Martin or Taylor Hanson?
You know, we've had people sink into our hotel rooms. We've had, you know, been in our buses at events and watched the whole thing be rocked like you're in the middle of a riot.
For Pride Month, Bill, who would you rather, Ricky Martin or Taylor Hanson?
Taylor Hanson or Ricky? Oh, my goodness. That's the ultimate choice, right?
That is the only choice available
Ricky
to you
Martin,
on my show.
Why not?
Ricky Martin, why not? All right, well, congratulations. You are now liberated. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Last week, Gary Arnell's dilemma was that he went to the dermatologist with his daughter. The dermatologist they were done with the appointment. And Gary said, listen, doc, I have this little thing on my hand. What do you think? And the doc said, I think you need to make an appointment. It was kind of rude to Gary. What did you ultimately do, Gary, about that rude doctor?
I told my daughter, you want to keep going to him. Keep doing that if you like him. I'm not. And I made an appointment with another dermatologist. And it kept the peace between me and her. So I got out of there. Any doctor who tells you, I can't even take a peek at this right now. I am that busy. Make an appointment. It'll probably take about a week to get the appointment to see me. No, I switched doctors, and that just basically avoided the whole conflict between me and her.
Gary Arnell's dilemma this week is his daughter has selected a dress to attend a wedding.
Oh my God.
And Gary says it's a horrendous dress.
Oh.
And he doesn't know what to say to his daughter. How should he deal with this? It's pretty much, it's right there, Gary, with your wife saying, do these jeans look okay on me?
Yeah.
It's up there.
But the thing is, if your wife says to you, do the jeans look okay on me, first of all, she's your wife. That's the first thing you got to keep in mind. Listen, my wife wears a lot of stuff that I think is absolutely atrocious.
No,
and
no, you don't. No, no, Gary, no, you don't. Wyndham in Michigan, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Wyndham.
Hi, Gary.
Hey.
I don't know if it's a solution, but it sounds like your daughter is just a victim of the typical fat girl dress that the brides try to put all their groomsmaid or bridesmaids.
Yeah.
They want to make them all look worse than themselves, of course, and they can't take.
So, Wyndham, what should Gary say?
Should she say, well, maybe admit that the dress is the choice of someone?
Terrible. That was a terrible call.
Wow.
I can't have a call like that. He wasn't prepared. And he had the radio on in the background, Gary. Now, as a professional host, you know we can have the radio on in the background.
No, you can't have the radio on in the background. The only thing that I used to love a lot, Walter, when somebody had the radio on in the background, was that hearing me once was terrific, but hearing me twice, wow, that was like orgasmic if they left it on in the background. By the way, can I just tell you one other quick thing? I know you got to do with the clock and everything. This is a real dilemma for me. I really need help with this because, you know, there's that television show called Say Yes to the Dress. I'm hooked on that thing. It's all these brides looking for a gown and all of that. Well, I'm telling her I want her to say no to this dress after she bought it. One other super quick note, and shut me up when we're up against the clock here, Walter. At that goodie bag at that talk radio convention, did you get that candy bar that was in there, that chocolate candy bar? And I don't know if you tried it or not. It was outrageous.
Wow.
Did you have one in your bag or no?
No, but I have a phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. Let's help Gary with his dilemma. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
There's a real problem that men have, which is how to critique a woman's clothes. Very often my current wife or my daughters will say, how do I look in this? And I've been always told never to tell the truth. It seems a little ironic that powerful, strong, independent women cannot handle the truth about whether or not the jeans look okay. Does my butt look big in this? They don't actually want to know. Well, now Gary Arnell has a real problem. His adult daughter has bought a wedding dress, not to get married in, but to attend a wedding. And Gary thinks it looks horrendous. What color is this dress, Gary?
It is a pastel, like a blue, a powder blue. Powder blue, that's the color.
Powder blue and lime green are never good in dresses or tuxedos, ever.
No.
And Gary doesn't know how to tell his adult daughter that this dress is not okay. Help Gary out. Gary needs your help. The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We are live on a Sunday night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Deadly severe weather in Texas tonight. More locally heavy rainfall on the East Coast, creating new flooding problems. And speaking of flooding, River flood warnings have expired for the upper Mississippi Valley. But from Burlington, Iowa southward, record-setting flooding continues. Near record highs in St. Louis, with the Missouri and the Illinois rivers at major flood stage joining the Mississippi. Hydrologists are still thinking mid-July before businesses and families can return to the disaster. And the health concerns. Mold counts continue to be astronomical. This is a new disaster continuing to unfold. A drier period, however, this week will help. And that drier weather is the result of near record heat in California and Arizona. Yep, when one goes down, the other goes up. Stay weather alert, please. Details plus an update on your forecast in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and it's understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family.
Walter.
In charge of our days and our night.
Walter.
In charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see I want.
Walter.
In charge of me.
Walter.
In charge of our days and our night.
Walter.
In charge of.
Walter.
Emil in Kansas City, listening to KMBZ, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Solve Gary Arnell's dilemma. How does he tell his adult daughter that the dress sucks?
Hey, Emil.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
So what do I do? It looks horrible on her. Horrible. She thinks it looks great. How do I deal with this?
To be honest with you, with all due respect, I don't think you have any room to actually be telling her what looks good on her or not.
Why are you saying that?
I think it's a woman-to-woman conversation.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, I mean, if you really have to say it, I mean, tell her, you know, nicest way possible, but I feel like you really don't have any room.
Well, I got to tell you something. I want to react to something, Emil, that Walter also said a couple of minutes ago. Like, if your wife asks you, does my butt look big in this? Or how does this look? Or so forth. My wife, I mean, I could tell her, hey, you're not being productive enough at your job. Your career is not winding in the direction you want it to go. I could tell her a million things. If I get critical about the clothes, forget it. So it's the same thing. Seriously, this is like a female thing, no matter how secure you are. And then with my daughter, I love her. I want to protect her. I want her to look good. It's horrible. And when you tell a woman what she's wearing, that it just doesn't do it, man, the papers might as well be filed already. But it's tough for me because I love my daughter and I don't want her to go out like this.
Right. Well, I mean, again, you have to think about it. She's not, she's, what did you say, 31 years old?
Yeah, she's 31.
Yeah, I mean, she's not a teenager anymore like she used to be. Back then, you could have told her, you know, it's not okay, don't wear this. But she's a grown woman. You know, I feel like she has to have a conversation with another grown woman.
Emil, it's Pride Month. Who would you rather? Ricky Martin.
I showed my tush for the first time on television.
Or Taylor Hanson.
You know, we've had people sneak into our hotel rooms. We've had, you know, been in our buses at events and watched the whole thing be rocked like you're in the middle of a riot.
Emil, who would you rather?
I'm not really sure about that.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Sandy in Los Angeles, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Sandy.
Hi,
hey, how you doing, Sandy?
Good, how are you?
I'm having a tough time with this thing. I really am, legitimately am. What do you think?
This is my opinion on this. And, you know, I think that he should be very direct with her. There's, don't hide around. Just be very direct with her. Be very graceful. You know, just say, look, I don't think that dress is as flattering on you as I think, you know, another dress might be, or just in however way that he would say it to her, just be direct.
But Sandy, and let me just ask you a question.
Wait, let me finish. And
you
can say, you know, that's just my opinion, darling. It's just my opinion. Now, let's just say she wears the dress.
Yeah.
The photographs are going to be forever.
Oh, man.
Right?
You got that right.
Okay? So she's going to look at the dress, and she's going to go, oh, my God, I think he was right. You know, and she's going to learn her lesson. But the thing is, she's going to live, whether she wears this dress or not. It's going to make a permanent mark. You know?
Real quick question to you, because I got to watch this clock here. If she says to me over the next day or two, what is it about this dress that you do not like? And is it, as I said, you know, she's in a battle.
You know what? I don't think it's flattering to you, and I don't think it brings out the best aspects of who you are.
Instead of
on the most important day of your life.
Okay, instead of getting very specific.
No, wait. It's not her wedding dress.
No, it's not. Correct.
She's just a guest at the wedding.
Right.
Oh, she's just a guest at the wedding.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, it depends on how important her appearance is to her.
Well,
does she care about what other people think, or does she just, is she the kind of person that doesn't care what other people think because she's going to wear what she wants to wear? But you think that this dress isn't flattering on her, and I think you should be direct with her and be very graceful about it and just say, hey, listen, that's just my opinion, in a lighthearted way. Now, if after she goes to the wedding, she looks at the pictures and she knows it's not flattering her, she's going to think about what you said to her.
Thank you for the call, 888-688-WALT. Gary Arnell's dilemma. His daughter picked out a dress for a friend's wedding. She's going to a wedding. Gary says the dress looks awful. How does Gary, a man, tell a grown-up woman, his daughter, that the dress looks awful on her? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Elizabeth in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Just tell her it doesn't do you justice, dear.
But, you know, here's the thing, though, Elizabeth. She is very conscious of the weight situation now, and she's been working on it, doing fantastic, and I think she's going to take it as an insult if I tell her it doesn't look that great on you, as though, ooh, I haven't done anything about the weight situation, and it makes it look worse. So how do I just tell her, and that is part of the problem, but how do I just tell her it just doesn't do you justice? Would that be what I should say to
her,
Elizabeth?
That's all you need to say.
Maybe.
You look so great, but it just doesn't do you justice.
Yeah, I can spin it.
Thank you for the call, Elizabeth. I appreciate it, as does Gary Arnell. Coming up in just seconds, more solutions to Gary Arnell's dilemma. How does he tell his adult daughter that the dress sucks? This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
888-688-WALT. Margaret, have you committed lesbianism for Pride Month? Have you committed lesbianism?
Absolutely not.
Now, if you had to make a choice, who would you rather? Amber Heard?
Female characters in particular tend to be stripped down because why build up the new...
Or Christy McNichol.
In a way that it was tasteful and very exciting. And you leaving a lot to the imagination, which I think can be a lot more of a turn-on if you're doing a love scene.
Who would you prefer, Margaret? Would you prefer Amber Heard, who screwed up Johnny Depp, or Christy McNichol?
I don't know either one of them.
Well, but you do know Gary Arnell. Would you like to solve his dilemma?
The one whose daughter has the problem?
Yes, Margaret. My daughter's wearing this dress that is UGLY. I love her. I want to tell her. I don't want to hurt her. She's going to a wedding with us in a couple of weeks. How do I tell her, do not wear this dress? She thinks it's great.
Well, I would say to her, I don't think that dress is quite as beautiful as you are.
Ooh.
Could we go shopping and let me treat you to a replacement?
Oh, my God. That's just a direct hit. No holds barred. And go right at it. No soft pedaling. Go straight. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, you
but
could
don't
because
say
she's
that she's ugly. You said the dress isn't as beautiful as you are.
And you offered to buy another dress.
That's true.
That's right. And if my dad said that to me, yeah. I would have been absolutely thrilled out of my mind.
You mean that he was honest with you?
No, that he was going to buy you another dress.
Oh, he was going to buy another dress.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Gary, this has been very exciting. I think that's the right answer. You say to her, it's not as beautiful as you are. Come, let's go to Saks.
Right.
And I'll buy you another dress.
And Walter, I just got to tell you quickly, the normal response that I get from my wife when I even hint that I'm not flattered at something that she's wearing is she takes the bedroom door, swings it shut. What do you think's on the back of the bedroom door? A mirror. And she says to me, have you looked at yourself today? And
well,
when
see,
I look, I'm pretty damn happy with what I see. This is a definite gender issue. You can't be truthful with a female if something doesn't look that great. You put your life in your hand.
Hashtag not me, not me.
That's it, baby. That's it.
Well, Gary, aren't you a good friend? I'm so glad that you're on Sterling on Sunday. It was great to see you on Friday. I haven't seen Gary in a while. And you did, in fact, look terrific for a spiritually schlubby man.
Thank you.
I was very impressed. Thanks for everything, Gary. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Walter.
All right. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling. Here's the most honest thing I've heard in quite some time. This is Isaac Hansen, you know, of the group Hansen. You're not allowed to say you like Hansen, but Isaac Hansen made this comment about the fact that he has a beautiful wife.
Thank goodness we were in a band, because I would have never, ever found a woman.
Did you hear what he said?
Thank goodness we were in a band, because I would have never, ever found a woman.
Is that the best? Finally, somebody tells the truth. Isaac Hansen saying, thank God we were in a band, or else I would have never found a woman. And, you know, Isaac is an okay-looking guy, but he's no Taylor. He's no Taylor. Taylor, oh my God, that's my bro crush for Pride Month. I think every man and woman should admit their gay crush during Pride Month. Now, I would have said, why don't you go in and tell me your gay crush? But lists are boring radio. It's just boring radio. People call up, you know, if I said, what's your favorite candy? What was the favorite candy of your childhood? And you call up and, you know, Beesmer gum. Or those wax containers that were filled with disgusting liquid that my mother hated that tasted amazing to a child. The cherry was the best. The lime was awful. But there are certain things, you know, that your parents hated. And, but those are bad topics. When you do a talk show of your own or program a talk station, it is a very bad topic for you to ask for lists. Don't ask for lists. I didn't say, you know, what's your gay crush? But my gay crush is Taylor Hansen. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that he looks like a girl. Less so these days. But when he was 19, it was pretty girly. And I think if I was drunk enough and it was 2:30 in the morning, it would have been just fine. Not for him, but for me. What else did I have to tell you? Oh, yeah, let me tell you. I was in New Jersey this past week. Every state has its perfect time of year. And the first week in June in North Jersey, the suburbs of New Jersey, is the most remarkable time of year. It is the primordial ooze, the time of hatching greatness in North Jersey, is the first week in June. Because in the first week of June, the air smells of honeysuckle. In other parts of the country, like you go to Pennsylvania or Ohio, the air has an aroma, but it's much heavier. The aroma in New Jersey at this time of year is light, beautiful, refreshing honeysuckle. Now, I don't think any man has ever said, we should live in the suburbs. Let's go live in the suburbs. Suburbs are a female construct. No man says, we got to live in the suburbs. It's the mom, the wife, who says, I think it's time we move the kids to the suburbs. It's a mom thing. And once you're there, it doesn't improve. For men, life in the suburbs is worse every day. Men have no role in the suburbs today. Maybe in the 50s they had a role, but they do not have a role today. However, if you're in the most protected category, most protected class in America, namely a child, a teenager, a young adult, the suburbs make it possible to become who you were meant to be. And it was about 10:30 at night in North Jersey this week, and it was a magnificent night. The air smelled of rhododendron and honeysuckle. It was 78 degrees. It was not going to rain. It was beautiful. And there was a basketball court. My car was parked near a basketball court in a park, in a pocket park. And North Jersey is filled with pocket parks, magnificent pocket parks, where every day at 4:15 the Good Humor Man comes. And these are well cared for parks in every suburban community I've ever been to in New Jersey. And there on the basketball court was a single woman practicing basketball. And she was in basketball uniform, probably her high school or her college. She was practicing basketball. And it was remarkable to see, because she was alone. There was no one else on the basketball court. And I didn't really see her face, but I can tell you she is beautiful. And she is beautiful because she is doing what she was meant to do. She wanted to become a great basketball player. I could see by the way she was practicing that she wanted to do it right. And when she'd miss the basket, she'd study it, she'd learn, she'd figure out what she hadn't done right. And that's the only good news in the suburb, that it lets a young woman, a young man, become who they were meant to be, because they get to practice on the basketball court alone without being bugged, in the baseball field and the pitcher's mound. That's the good news of the suburbs. This has been a very exciting show for you, I know. I mean, personally, I know it's been exciting for you. You and I can stay in touch during the week, and send me a photo right now. Take a picture of what you're looking at right now and send it to me, and I'll post it on Facebook. I love these photos. To Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail.